A state House committee has passed a bill that would lengthen the mandatory waiting period before a woman could have an abortion. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
Under current North Carolina law, a woman electing to have an abortion must contact a doctor, either in person or by phone, 24 hours before the procedure. And the physician must provide information about public assistance programs, child support laws, and alternatives to abortion in that initial conversation. House Bill 465 would triple that wait time from 24 to 72 hours.
This bill is and has always been about protecting women's health.
Jacqueline Schaefer, a Republican from Mecklenburg County, co-sponsored the bill. She noted there's a 72-hour period when you can back out of buying a home. Then she added this of the bill.
It does not restrict access to abortion, but does ensure that we're promoting the health and welfare of women who seek an abortion, as well as the lives of the unborn.
This bill is not for anyone's medical safety.
Democrat Verla Insko spoke against the bill.
I think if it's done for emotional protection, that it flies in the face of all of our other comments that people have to live with their own decisions.
Democrat Tricia Cotham asked, what other medical procedures require a 72-hour waiting period? Schaefer replied,
if you're going in for a voluntary sterilization, you have a 30-day waiting period before you can do that.
When the vote came,
Avila?
Yes.
Avila? Yes. Bishop?
Yes.
It was along party lines.
Members, the vote is 18-4 and 10 against. The bill passes. We are adjourned.
The bill has to be passed by one more committee before making its way for a debate on the House floor. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.